short listen to this piece of history.
A paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights panelling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
Sorry. Hello and welcome to the most superfluous comedy show on community radio, the community radio station that time forgot. That is, well, this is Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. And if there's one thing more unbelievable than an individual claiming to be the fourth dimension, suffering from amnesia and wielding his or her opinion, it's me, your host, David M. Green. And joining me on this veritable showcase of shows is Radio's Michael... Radio's Michael Prince... Princes? Princey.
Oh, I can talk now. I can't talk until I've been properly introduced into the show, David.
That's how we do things on this program.
That's right.
And Lisa Pellegrino.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How goes it?
It goes fabulous.
Great.
Fabulous, I tell you.
Okay. Well.
Are you disappointed with that answer? I don't know what more you're expecting from me.
No, you're doing good so far.
It was all right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Not going to kick you off. Not going to kick you off. Well, yet. Anyway. Hey, coming up on tonight's show. Coming up on tonight's show, songs that will put you to sleep, an executive interview with the exclusive producer of Seinfeld that will put you to sleep. I messed that up, but I'll keep going. Mr. Larry David, my own personal letters of rejection that will put you to sleep, indicate a madness that will leave you screaming, oh my God, in your sleep. And if you're still awake after all that, prepare yourself for some kind of station break and ID, as well as some obscure 80s new wave music from the likes of Kim Wilde, the Pet Shop Boys, and another person who I've forgotten. And if all else fails, soak an old rag with chloroform and inhale deeply, because this is Powwow.
G'day, this is Hamish Blake, and you are listening to
Powwow
on Radio Adelaide 101.5. I'm not really meant to be doing this because I am at a commercial network in a different state. So if you don't tell anyone, I won't tell anyone.
Want to be the youngest yodeling yuppie at the Yellowstone National Park YMCA Yule Ball reunion? Then take a unicycle down memory lane and shift all your simoleons out of your technicolored piggy bank, you extrapolating cellophane merchant, by purchasing this new CD, Narcolepsy's Greatest Hits. Your weary bedtime favourites that'll leave you in a deep state of comatosis, including Romeo Void. Billy Ocean. Get out of my dreams. Get in my car. Pet Shop Boys. Many more. It's the perfect gift for that special someone who tends to fall asleep at the wheel. Dreamer, you know you are a dreamer. So don't sleep on it. If your circadian rhythms have been transformed into a 45-minute cycle between wakefulness and sleep, you owe it to your hypothalamus to purchase Narcolepsy's Greatest Hits today!
Wake up, Jess!
Everybody's wiggling.
Wake up, Jess!
We really need you.
You certainly won't get tired of Narcolepsy's Greatest Hits, which is available now from Captain Snooze, hotel lobbies, mattress factories, and your local neighborhood Vietnam War veteran.
Now, David, I think the Vietnam vet thing, that was being ironic, wasn't it?
Mm. Yes. Upon further notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have done that sketch differently had I been aware that insomnia is different from narcolepsy.
Yeah. Because one's when you fall asleep just out of the blue, and the other one is you can't sleep.
Mm. It doesn't need any further explanation.
No, sorry.
Hello, I'm David M. Green, and you're listening to Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we heard 80s new wave group Naked Eyes with What in the Name of Love. But joining me, obviously, to... by the way, that person speaking before was Michael Princey.
That's right.
Can I give you a round of applause?
Oh, of course you can, David.
Well, it's not me. So it's the computer.
It's still sincere, though.
Sounds like the sound of one hand clapping with that one.
Isn't that a rhetorical question?
Is it? Is it really? Or was that just the answer?
Lisa Pellegrino's here also. Round of applause.
Oh, thanks.
How were your respected weekends?
I didn't do very much. What did you do, Lisa?
Crazy. I don't remember what I did Friday night. Something. Saturday, it was all right, I remember. But Saturday night, went to a wedding. Think it was a visa wedding, but it was still good. Half French, half English. And then went to a crazy 60th. But I mean, these are party animals, 60th. I don't even want to say what happened after. Then I saw the Harlem Gospel Choir on Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they play basketball?
No, man. But can I tell you, half the crowd, I think, were like, and no offense to be given, but I think half the crowd were like Paradise Community Church peeps.
Oh, yes.
So it was like an extra church service on the Sunday.
Round of applause for those people.
That's we enough. Need more church on Sundays. It's not enough.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you my Saturday night sounded very much like this. No joke there, of course. Just an accurate recount of my usual Saturday night routine.
Watching Star Trek.
Yeah. Actually, more like a daily night routine.
What was sad for me, we talked about this before, David, was I had an example of what can be referred to as nerdvana the other day. This wasn't on Saturday night. This is like during the day. I was sitting around at home eating McDonald's cheeseburgers, wearing my pajamas, watching Star Trek. That is...
Were they flannelette pajamas?
Oh, no, they're very, very trendy Peter Alexander pajamas.
Oh, so come on.
There's something at least.
One of those wealthy nerds that made a lot of money from computer chips in the 80s.
Yeah, they're ones.
Eat my cheeseburgers, watch my Star Trek.
All right.
That's all I want.
As long as you had good weekends. Obviously, it's Wednesday now.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hump day, I think they refer to it as.
Are we over the hump now?
Almost 45 minutes and we will be.
There we go.
But moving on. And right now, it's time for a segment called David's Rejection Letters. What is this segment? Please, allow Michael to explain.
David, I have absolutely no idea what this segment is. Over to you.
All right. Well, I can tell you I'm a man of correspondence. And over the last 20 years of existence, I've sent various letters to various businesses, organizations, organized crime syndicates, that sort of thing. You know, requesting employment, entering in competitions, voicing my vocal opinion, except not going to get into that right now.
You can't voice an opinion in a letter, though.
No, you can't.
That's especially a voicing a vocal opinion. I know.
That's why we're not going to go.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
All right. And many of these places, if not all of them, have in turn replied, telling me to piss off. And over the years, I've acquired so many rejection letters, I thought it only fitting that I compile them into some sort of stack, if you will, ideal for easy disposal via a standard office paper shredder. But then I thought, no, I have a radio show, and I have a lack of material. And therefore, thus, the segment David's Rejection Letters was conceived, and what an immaculate conception it was. And tonight's letter is from Australia's Funniest Home Video Show, dated June 8th, 2004. You might be wondering why I would receive a rejection letter from them.
I was wondering that exact thing.
Well, quite clearly, I sent in a video and didn't cut it. But it wasn't just any regular video. It was, I don't know if you recall, in 2004, they had a special kind of thing. They had like a sketch competition.
Okay.
And you don't just send in someone getting kicked in the groin. You send in a proper kind of sketch. I remember somebody sent in the intro to The Simpsons. Someone had filmed it with real people. This was before The Simpsons actually did it.
Yeah.
But it was a novel idea back in 2004. So anyway, I sent in this, I was like 17 at the time. So I made some sketches with some friends. We sent in the very, very witty. I believe it was David M. Green's collection of witty sketches was the title on the VHS tape, which I sent in. And I got this letter. And I'll read it out, because it's a rejection letter, and it fits in with the segment. And I quote, "Dear David, We would like to take this opportunity to thank you for submitting your tape to Australia's Funniest Home Video Show. Unfortunately, your tape did not make it through to the final selection process. We have received thousands of videos during the past 15 years, and we continue to receive up to 1,000 each week. Accordingly, we receive a lot of videos that are very similar. Our aim is to choose clips that are uniquely funny and different to clips we have already screened, so we can keep our show fresh. Many videos are sent home because although they may be enjoyable to watch, they don't often have the element of humour we're looking for, i.e., oh, this is obviously, this isn't in the letter, i.e. no kicks in the groin, no one losing their pants in a water skiing accident, dropping a television, dropping a wedding cake, falling into a swimming pool, you know, you've seen the show of
children being injured.
Yeah, any of that, with funny sound effects. Mine didn't have any of that.
Oh, no, no.
No, it's high class. And it continues on. We are sorry if you do not agree with our decision, obviously. However, comedy is quite subjective, and therefore it is difficult to satisfy everyone's tastes and opinions. Quite often what is funny to the family is not always funny to our viewers, because they don't know the people involved in the video. We do endeavour to choose material that will satisfy the broadest audience, and the success of our show reflects the accuracy of our judgement. We look forward to receiving more material from you during the year and hope you enjoy Australia's Funniest Home Video Show throughout the 2004 season. Kind regards, etc., etc.
That actually doesn't, like, encourage you to ever want to send or watch the show. It sounds like you're saying, it sounds mean.
Yeah. Have you watched the show recently?
Oh, no. Tony Perrin annoys the hell out of me.
I like Jo Beth Taylor back in, like, 1995.
Yeah, she was good.
But that is just insane. I don't believe that they're complaining about... about your, they want to reach the broadest possible audience. Yeah.
And have you seen it recently? You know, sometimes they get a video with the date in the bottom corner. They're all blurred out now because they've been playing the same clips for 18 years.
I know. Some of them are so obvious. Like, a lot of them were like 80s when the show was actually very popular.
And it was being hosted by Graham Kennedy.
This is how old I am. I actually remember watching the Graham Kennedy version of Funniest Home Videos. And even then, I think the videos were old.
They were like, you know.
At that point in time.
Yeah.
And they just keep replaying them over and over.
Oh.
And it's always good when, you know, you see some clip and it's obvious that they've just stolen a video from America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because you see, you know, some people in the snow or, you know, a family going on a vacation down by the lake.
Yeah.
You know, if you can point out a place in Australia where that's possible. I'd like to go there.
Can I set you a challenge?
You can set me anything.
Can you, either whether it's staged but made to look real, or if you can somehow, I don't know, set up something to happen, but to create a proper Funniest Home Video accident, pain, whatever, and send it in and see what happens.
I should do that.
That's your challenge in the next 6 months.
All right.
I want you to do that.
I'll do it the night before.
Yeah, or the night before. Yeah.
Well, after the show, I was planning to kick David in the balls.
And I've got a camera.
So, exactly. We can just go from there.
Done.
High rotation. Let's not put a date down the bottom so they can keep playing it for the next 3 decades.
Yeah, but you get commission.
We'll just blur it out. Yeah.
Well, still to come, my exclusive Los Angeles lunch interview with Larry David. But right now, here's a song by a guy called Andrew Thompson. You are locked into Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, at least until you decide to tune out.
Robot,
I love you.
I know you do.
Hey, Andrew.
What is it, robot?
I love you.
I know you do.
Hey, Andrew.
What's up, robot?
I love you.
I know you do.
Hey, Andrew.
What's up, robot?
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
Hi there, I'm Sean McAuliffe. And who are you? Obviously, you can't answer that because I'm on radio and you're not. But anyway, don't ring up. It's pointless because I'm pre-recorded. But you're listening to...
Pow Wow!
...on Radio Adelaide 101.5.
Thank you, Sean. Hi, I'm David M. Green with Michael Princey.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa Pellegrino.
Hello.
On the show they call Pow Wow. I wanted to call it David M. Green's Summer Pow Wow, but apparently it's too long for the Radio Adelaide program guide, even though it contains two less letters than Stiff and Starchy Superhero Summer, which was on the air last summer. It's a conspiracy, I tell you, but I promised I wouldn't bring that up.
It's a very good observation. I hadn't noticed that before.
Yeah.
And just earlier there we heard Andrew Thompson. Andrew? Yeah, Andrew Thompson. Yeah. With Where in Business. Certainly one of the funniest music video clips I've ever seen. And I believe Andrew Thompson is actually joining us live in the studio for this next segment.
Oh my God!
And he's going to be helping us out with a new segment we like to call...
Things That Make You Go...
Oh my God!
Convenient. For example, Michael... You've just come home after a long day at the office and wish nothing more than to sit down in front of your television and unwind from the tedious office place happenings by watching the hit NBC sitcom The Office, only to discover your house has become the flashpoint for a mass sit-in by a troupe of psychedelic, acoustic guitar-playing, tambourine-shaking hippies led by Lisa Pellegrino.
Oh my God!
Well, that would make me say that, David, but...
The idea of the segment, see? You got it.
I've got one here as well, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
My God. Oh, my God.
This doesn't have as much of a lead-in, but due to a series of events that are far too complicated to explain, you discover that you've accidentally put wasabi on your willy.
Oh, my God.
I'd even say it with an American accent, I think.
That's right.
Oh.
Lisa.
What would mine be? I think... Actually seeing a business in one of the old Sizzler buildings actually picking up and staying there more than 8 months.
Oh my God!
Lone Star, come back, I say.
They're cursed, I tell you.
What was a Fresh Choice? Let's name them.
Fresh Choice, Charlie's.
Bells.
Bells, yeah. And that was in the same building. They used the same chairs as the old Sizzler as well. When they bought the building, they bought the cane chairs. Yeah, and the same French toast.
Lisa. You decide to take a relaxing drive through the wine country, but upon getting into your car, you discover the severed head of a small business owner, possibly from Sizzler, who neglected to pay his loan shark, strewn all over the dashboard.
Oh my God!
The question is, do you still go for a drive in the wine country? It's a beautiful day.
Well, I'm always a fan for a good spread.
All right then.
Done.
That's your choice and a valid one.
Valid.
Well, David, this next one actually really happened to me.
Really?
And this is, you're going through your brother's desk looking for a pen, but all you find is some fluffy pink handcuffs and about half a liter of personal lubricant.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God. Oh, I said it for real!
Oh, my God!
I said it for real!
Have you ever had something like that happen to you? Where you found out way too much about someone. You just didn't
want to know. Yeah, I was at a mate's house, a chick, and I opened her underwear drawer, because I was like, I didn't have, I slept over, and I was like, oh, I need a pair of undies. So I opened her drawer, and let's just say there was an electric friend there that I wasn't expecting.
Oh,
I could see that coming, by the way.
Oh, man.
Did you actually say, oh, my God?
You know, I shut the drawer, pretended I never saw it, never mentioned underwear to her again.
Dear.
Now I know why she walks with a limp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a little slower now. Delayed, oh, my God.
He was so shocked.
Lisa, you're walking down the street and suddenly you slip through a crack in the space-time continuum and find yourself in 1986 on St. Patrick's Day and you're not wearing green.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, I'm there, though, so I kind of... Works out.
Oh, well, I'm always wearing you.
Yeah. I never had to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. I always got away with just saying, but I'm always green.
Oh, my last name's Pellegrino, buddy. Uh-huh. Pellegrino.
Doesn't quite work. Unless it's some sort of water day.
Greeno.
Oh.
Yeah.
You get it.
Oh, my God.
That's an unofficial
over. Yeah, thank you.
Doesn't count.
Now, this is another real-life one. Well, not actually, but at Christmas dinner, all your dad wants to talk about is how hot Grant Denyer is.
Oh, my God.
No, that didn't really happen.
Disgusting.
That's right, yeah. Didn't really happen.
That guy's really short.
He is. I bumped into him. So actually, he bumped into me at the Adelaide 500.
Oh, my God.
And he actually pushed past me and my brother when we were walking in one of those bridges over the track.
Oh, my.
Sorry, guys.
Celebrity trash.
Yeah, I know.
Appalling. Absolutely appalling.
Grant Denyer.
Michael, the year is 1979. You're an unemployed cabinet maker from Waco, Texas, who's down on his luck and needs some quick cash. You decide to donate sperm to the local semen depository.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it now.
That's what they called it back in the 70s. Flash forward to 2007, and one day you get a knock on the door. An unlikely series of events unfolds, resulting in you discovering you're the father of the star of hit mid-90s TV show Party of Five, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, my God!
What the hell were you thinking when you wrote that?
Wow.
Based on a real experience.
Exactly, a real experience.
Could you imagine? I'd beat her in the face.
Yeah?
Or in the arse.
Or in the arse.
Which is now immense.
Oh, Has she got a big butt?
Yeah, that was a whole thing. They photographed her the other day, and she.
But she didn't even look that big.
No, but it was like, you know, who's that supermodel as well? The one who hosts the
Tyra Banks.
That's right. Yeah, the same deal with her.
Yeah, but she's annoying.
She's very annoying.
Yeah.
So you'd beat her up even if she had 50% of your DNA.
Yes. I'm like, my parents never hesitated. Why should I?
Yeah.
But, your parents donated sperm?
David, do you hear that? I think there's a bee in the studio.
Oh, my God.
That one's going out to Nick Godfrey, who's listening at home.
I think he's left his bee here. He has a pet bee.
I'm sorry. That was just, that's an inside joke, Lisa.
I got a bit of it before. I'll leave that bee.
Can you believe we allocated 8 minutes for this segment?
I know.
Oh, my God.
David, I think this stopped being funny about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, all right. Hey, and right now, my exclusive LA lunch interview with Mr. Larry David.
Hello, Larry David?
Hello.
Hi, I'm David M. Green.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
Very nice to meet you.
I just had this idea.
Oh, really?
yeah.
Oh, sorry to disrupt your train of thought there.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah?
I got a job.
Oh, congratulations. What kind of job?
What?
Is this some kind of new business venture?
No, I don't think so.
Well, wait, aren't you one of the richest people in Hollywood, you know, because of the success of Seinfeld?
You're kidding.
Well, that's just what I heard, so...
No, I don't think so.
Sorry.
Okay, I understand. If you don't want to talk about money, it's a sensitive issue. We can edit this part out of the interview.
Yeah, I'm a big, expansive man.
So, Larry, tell us, what's new?
I'm sorry.
Are you all right, Larry?
I have something stuck in my throat.
Would you like a glass of water or something?
yeah, okay.
Excuse me, waiter.
I'm dying!
Yes, can I help you, sir?
Could we get some water here, please?
Certainly.
So, Larry, while we're waiting, tell us about the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Don't you say goodbye?
Well, the waiter said he's coming back.
Hey, listen, your dad's that wrestler, isn't he?
no.
I have a friend who has a friend whose brother works in the CIA.
Really?
You know what? You gotta stop the grunting.
Sorry, I don't see the relevance of...
Freaking asshole.
Here's your water, Mr. David.
What?
Your water.
Okay. You don't gargle much, do you?
Are you ready to order, gentlemen?
It's fun.
Yeah, sure. Please. After you, Larry.
I just had this idea.
I'll have a vanilla lobster.
I'm sorry, sir. That food doesn't exist.
I'll have
the shrimp.
Shrimp?
Larry, aren't you Jewish?
And anything to drink, sir?
A vanilla... One of the vanilla bull things, you know.
I'll see what we can do. And you, sir?
Yeah. Could I have the turkey sandwich with extra cranberry sauce, please?
Of course. We're not at Subway. And to drink?
A Nestle peach iced tea, please. Thanks.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best.
Right you are, Larry.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
We'll bring those right out to you.
So, Larry, what should we talk about while we're waiting for our lunch? Your appearances in Woody Allen films, or your work on ABC's Fridays, perhaps?
No.
Oh. Well, is there something else you'd like to talk about?
No. Maybe we should play Scrabble.
Well, as much as I'd love that, we don't have a game with us.
You're a small petty man.
Hey, I'm just being realistic here, Larry.
Bald asshole.
Look who's talking.
If you betray me, you're gonna die. You'll suck on my
Could you hurry up with our order, please?
Here you are, one turkey sandwich and shrimp.
Thank you. Ah, lovely. Is there something wrong?
Did he take the shrimp?
Who, the waiter?
God took our shrimp.
Oh, he did not take your shrimp.
No.
Oh, come on. Why would the waiter take your shrimp?
Do I go around pushing shrimp?
That doesn't even make sense.
I think I swallowed a few weak hair.
I heard you were difficult to work with. Right. Larry David, thanks for your time.
Hey, listen, your dad's that wrestler, isn't he?
No. I have to go now.
All right, I'll see you later.
I assume you'll pick up the check?
No, I don't think so.
Scum-sucking motherfucking whore!
Radio Adelaide been playing not enough smooth MIDI jazz for you? Are you tired of the coarse stylings of Michael Princey? This summer, there's a new show just for you. It's called Adam, and it's hosted by me, your host, Adam. Are you ready for the most anticipated show on Radio Adelaide this summer? I certainly know I am. Radio Adelaide. Absolutely sensational.
Ah, Adam, what a truly fantastic radio show. Welcome back to Radio Adelaide. Pow Wow is the show on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Oh, forgot to play this.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Wow.
That's better. Hi, I'm David M. Green with Michael Princey and Lil Lisa.
Hi.
Where do you put the apostrophe in that Lil?
Lil, no, I actually like, sometimes people write L-I-L apostrophe, but I actually write little, as in the whole word.
Okay, right. You've got enough time to not abbreviate.
No, little. Little Lisa. Right. Little, maybe.
Gotcha. That's you.
That's me.
Right.
I've started putting an apostrophe in Michael Princey, just in case.
Princey.
Between the M and the I in Michael. You're McEichel.
McEichel, yeah.
McEichel, that's great.
I made that up.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
And the song on previously was Is It Over by Kim Wilde. And I can assure you, yes, it is. But not the show, obviously.
No.
So there's another 20 minutes left. How about
that? Whoa, and a riveting minutes, each of them.
Well, Lil Lisa, may I ask, and I don't want to seem like I'm prying into your own personal affairs, but
yes. What
exactly do you do for a living?
I do radio for a living.
Really?
At the moment.
Right now?
Right now, pretty much. And a bit of DJing, okay. And a bit of...
Because I was going to say, because I don't pay you anything to be here.
No. But there's other places to be. No. And a bit of just stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you had many jobs in your career?
In my life?
Life?
Yeah.
I
in high school, I had a part-time job. In uni, I had like a four-year part-time job. But I always studied on the side. Oh.
Where did you work? Or can't you reveal that information?
I can reveal it. Greater Union at Marion.
Oh,
in uni.
I wanted to work
there.
Yeah.
I put resume in and the guy said that they get two resumes every day.
We used to get heaps. Yeah. Maybe not that many.
And you should have said, but you only get mine once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
They still didn't hire me.
No, I was there for 4 years.
Oh, God. Well, what time period? I might have gone there between the times that you started and finished.
2003 till the beginning of this year.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And then I went overseas.
Yeah, I think I saw one movie in that time period.
Really?
Yeah, what think was it? Terminator 3.
Oh, I wasn't working that day. But but this year I've done a few more things. I worked at a Moroccan shop, worked at a couple of bars, a couple of cafes.
Cool.
What do they sell in the Moroccan shop? Moroccans?
Clothes, furniture, jewelry, the usual sort of stuff.
Maracas.
Maracas.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Moroccan shop.
Moroccans. With maracas.
Paraca.
They're for sale.
How much would that cost?
A maraca? A Moroccan? Yeah. A Moroccan with a maraca?
Yeah, that's what I would like for Christmas.
$10?
If there's anybody listening, that's what I would like for Christmas.
Well, a slave.
That's right. A slave. With a maraca, though.
With a beat.
Oh, slave. $5.
That's even less. So if they're free, it costs extra
for
freedom.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you where I've worked.
Where?
I worked at Kmart.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, la-di-da, Mr. Fancy Pants. Yeah,
not KKK Mart, just with one K. I worked there for like 2 years, but there were periods where I had, there was like a 6-month period where I just didn't get any shifts. And then I just got a call out of the blue and say, hey, you want to work? And I went, yeah, okay. And I stopped working there like December 2004. And I like I just stopped work. I mean, like, I said I had to go away for a week, and they didn't really like that, so they just didn't give me any more shifts. But you got this discount card if you worked there for 3 months, and because I never quit, and they never fired me, they just stopped giving me shifts, I retained the... All right, you had to keep going in there and getting a new one every 6 months.
Mm.
But I did that 3 times, so I continued to keep the discount card for a period of 18 months after my last shift. But it was stupid because I didn't actually shop there, so it was useless.
You just wanted to beat the system.
Yeah, and I did for 18 months.
I used to work at Cunningham's Warehouse.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree.
Did you ever meet the guy with the long hair who got hit by the truck?
Yeah. Oh,
the $2 guy.
No, I met his fill-in.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The new guy that took over? Because the new guy was actually one of the managers of the company.
Really?
You thought, hey, I could do this.
And so he started doing it himself. Yeah. The other guy was a ring-in, whereas this is an authentic Cunningham's guy.
I think he can do it because people don't really remember the guy before him.
Yeah, he's kind of gone to oblivion. I remember him still. He's still in my heart.
Yeah, poor guy.
Got hit by a beer truck, didn't he? Yeah, went to Hampton.
I saw that. I actually was driving past on the freeway that day, and I saw all the beer all over the road and the crashed up thing.
So. Oh, my God, and about 10 men with straws.
I wasn't working at that time, however, so it's completely irrelevant to this segment. I'm sorry.
No? Where were you working at that time?
Weren't working.
No, I have to confess this. I have never done a paid day's work in my entire life.
Man.
Really?
I've done work experience at a lot of law firms and things like that, but I've never actually worked.
Why not? Why don't you have a job? Is it a lack of incentive?
Pretty much. I don't know. I've got it pretty good. I'm the idiot son of the bourgeoisie.
Okay, what if we had some sort of flat uniform tax system? Would that get you off the couch and back into the free marketplace?
I think it would. I think that's the trouble. I think that progressive income tax is stopping me from going out and getting a job.
You want to guide the invisible hand. You want to lift yourself off the couch via your own bootstraps and get out there and influence... I'm sorry, we're not supposed to get political on this show.
Man, your hands are soft.
Is the sweetest victory of all.
Sorry.
His hands were soft too, but he became Prime Minister of Australia.
He wore $6,000 suits.
That's right. And he collected, like, antique clocks. Like, wasn't he the son of a boilermaker who went to trade school and he had this taste for... expensive suits.
Listener, we're talking about Paul Keating now. That was the man in the clip that we just played. But we don't get political, so we're going to stop talking about that. I also worked at Game Traders.
That sounds like nerdvana,
yeah,
David.
It was somewhat. We have the Star Trek theme.
Oh, there we go.
Although, there weren't really many Star Trek games.
There's like that 25th anniversary game that I really loved.
That came out in like 1991.
I know.
Man, what are these games you're talking about? I have no idea.
We're not as cool as you are, Lisa. We're nerds, unfortunately.
Sorry.
Do you play video games?
No.
Really?
I don't touch them.
Like The Sims and those kind of games, never touched them?
Don't know what's a Sims. I'm not trying to be funny, really.
Foolish.
What's a Sims?
It's this game, like it's like a little doll's house almost on the computer where you control the little person and you send them to work. And
the only computer games I played, like even up until high school, we still played Commodore 64, like that old school 80s one.
Granny's Garden?
Labyrinth, Goon, Ghostbuster, Summer Games.
Oh, Summer Games.
Summer Games is great. And then when we got a PC, I used to play a little bit. But not much.
Okay.
Well, we don't want to talk about video games too much because I have a separate designated show called Darkside, which is on, the night before?
Yeah, Tuesdays.
On yesterday.
Tuesdays at midnight.
Yeah. Actually, the people who host the show are in the studio next to us right now.
And they're about to do
and
a
And they're
show
listening.
After this one.
They're listening because they just gave us the thumbs up.
And actually, according to the program guide, completely different people.
Is this?
Yeah. They have different names.
Different guys altogether.
I can't talk. They're here.
Oh. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. You've lost some listeners.
Just to let your listeners know, we can actually see the other hosts next door and they're just giving us thumbs up, thumbs down, ratings.
That's good. We're not excluding the listener there. Almost said including. We're doing that. We're trying to anyway.
You had me at hello. I don't know. or lost me at
Time for a song, I think. But which song to play? Well, joining us now live from September 2007 on the telephone is a slightly younger me, David M. Green, past David M. Green. Do you have a song request?
Love Comes Quickly by the Pet Shop Boys.
I believe we actually have that. I like this guy's style. Love Comes Quickly by the Pet Shop Boys. Pow Wow Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Are you driving right now? Are you in your bedroom?
Have you fallen asleep at the wheel and ended up in somebody else's home? If the answer to all three of these questions is yes, then get your pencils ready because it's now time for Smitty's Driving Tips with Smitty.
Don't you hate it when other people don't use their indicators? Well, statistics have shown that the best way to encourage others is to set an example yourself. So go on, make sure you indicate properly when changing lanes or pulling out from the curb. In fact, why stop there? Why not really upstage them by using your hazard lights instead? Twice the lights equals twice the safety. Like so.
That's right, he's Smitty. And that was Little Lisa with the microphone there. Hi, I'm David M. Green. He's Michael Princey.
Yeah.
She's Lisa Pellegrino.
Ow.
And this is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Michael Princey, I'm just a humble community radio listening peasant type person who likes 80s electro-instrumental background music. How can I become a Radio Adelaide subscriber?
Well, David, all you have to do, give us a call, 8303. Oh,
can I stop you?
Yeah.
How can I become a Radio Adelaide subscriber?
Oh, that sounds much better. Give us a call on 8303-5000 during business hours here at Radio Adelaide. It only costs, Lisa, how much do you think it costs to subscribe?
$100.
It's only $52.
No way. Year.
Or $26 if you're a concession. Are you a concession still?
Not anymore.
You got a job now.
I know. I'm not at uni anymore.
Anthropology student anymore. If you subscribe this month, you can go in the draw to win two nights twin accommodation with breakfast and dinner. No lunch, apparently. Oh. At the 4.5-star Berry Resort Hotel, valued at $499. And David, is it just me or do the subscriber prices get cheaper every month?
Mm.
They used to be like $1,000. Yeah. And now it's $4.99.
Man, sell it up. Sell it up.
But yeah, give us a call, 8303-5000, to subscribe to Radio Adelaide. Back to you, David.
Well, who needs lunch when you have 80s new wave music?
Exactly.
Oh, wait, it stopped.
It's done.
Kind of hungry.
I'm hungry.
Michael, Lisa, how is everything? Can I offer you a tasty beverage?
We've been eating these soy snacks.
Yeah.
And I just read on the bottom here, it says, packed by nuts in paradise. I believe there was a film by that name, but we won't go into that.
May contain traces
of nuts. But these are soya crisps. We're enjoying them, aren't we, Lisa?
Yeah, they're quite good. They're delectable, even.
Mm.
Even. what have we got to work with when you do stuff like that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should bring some different flavors in next time. Maybe some salt and vinegar chips. I think some of the listeners like those or like hearing us eat them anyway.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah. Or at least some pretend laughs or expression to our comments.
Nothing. Not even the golf clap. Oh, the wheels have fallen off power.
Nah, it's too late now.
Nut, done.
I can play some 80s new wave music.
Nut. Oh, that's what we were waiting for.
Too much.
Well, Michael, Lisa, and listener, coming up next week on Pow Wow, or in Pow Wow, through Pow Wow, is an interview with a man with a voice. And obviously that doesn't narrow it down too much. I suppose you can rule out Helen Keller, although she's a woman anyway. Plus, she's been dead for 40 years. But that's irrelevant because the man's voice I interviewed you might recognise from this.
The National Nine Network's presentation of the 1982 TV Week Logie Awards is proudly brought to you by Shell.
Although that was broadcast 5 years before I was born, I'd probably just have benefited from somebody telling me I interviewed Pete Smith. Although I already knew that. I'm trying to put myself in the listener's perspective here. That's next week on Power.
I'm so excited about
Pete
because
Smith.
He is the voiceover man's voiceover artist, isn't he?
Mm. He's like Phil Hartman, except, you know, alive.
That's right. And well, and continuing to voiceover. What a life, though. Imagine doing that just every day. Your job is to just do Pete Smith speaking. You know, that's your life.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we talked about that in the interview.
Did you?
Yeah, next week. Yeah, we talked about, believe it or not, we actually talked about him doing voiceovers.
No way!
Did you ask him to do a Pete Smith speaking?
Yeah, well, yes, I did. And he did one.
Really? He didn't want like a fee or anything for it?
No. I thought there was a clause in his contract. Obviously, Radio Adelaide doesn't apply. He also did a sale of the century as well. I didn't even ask him to do that. He just said, I said, hello, is that Pete Smith? And then he just said it.
He's just a crazy old man, just saying it over and over again on loop now.
Like a cat lady. Hot.
Michael, have you been to davidmgreen.com lately?
I've been to davidgreen.com, had a lot of fun there. Lisa, we're going to check that out after the show.
Oh, I did by accident.
You did not. But no, I have been to davidmgreen.com. There's a picture of Lisa, of you, me, and David.
Yeah, but I look fugly in that photo. Thanks a lot,
you're very nice.
What can we find there, David?
Well, the videos are up there now. Had some technical issues, but they're up there now. Podcast, last week's show, if you want to listen to that. Can't watch it because it's audio. This week's, tonight's, right now.
Can we watch tonight's show?
You can watch the visualization.
Okay.
If you have Windows Media Player. If you have QuickTime, not quite sure.
That's what's going on in the studio here right now. There's just lots of lines floating around and starbursts.
Gemstone Matrix.
Eyes randomized.
Plus there's sketches from my past radio shows, The Green Room and Brain Damage, there as well. Do you have a website you'd like to plug, Lisa?
I've got a MySpace.
I don't bother plugging that.
I have an erotic newsletter that I update every week. What? But I'm not going to give you... You just have to stumble across that yourself.
My MySpace is good. I'm going to say it. MySpace.com/little_Lisa_P.
Cool.
Well, did you try and put my mic off? Did you put it off?
It's on. No, I'm touching something else right now.
Oh.
Said the actor to the bishop. No,
Michael and Lisa, thank you very much for joining me here on Powwow.
Been a pleasure.
I'm sure the listener has the option of hearing both of you on your respected radio shows. They need to know when they are. When are they?
Mine is Tuesday at 11 p.m, The Little Big Show.
And I don't actually have my own, but I host The Range, which is someone else's show, Mondays at 4 till 6 here on Radio Adelaide.
I'll certainly attempt to listen to those. Well, listener, that sounded so sarcastic.
I know.
Yeah, there's something playing underneath. What's that?
Breakfast pub is now a functioning police station.
I don't know where that came from. Well, listener, thank you very much for listening. I'd expect nothing less of you, really. Powwow, we'll be back in 1 week minus 1 hour's time. Next up. Up next on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, Black Market Radio, no description required. And as the outro plays beneath me, always remember. Good night.
It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. Anyhow.